Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins.
Wow.
And you can shop.
Love that choice.
Very nice. We're going to talk about going to church in just a minute. Right, Bo?
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
This segment brought to you by, and proudly, Razorback Armory, your gun concierge. If you need gunsmithing done, if you need accessories, firearms, ammo, it's a small store, but man, they really have been arming America really well. Check them out at RazorbackArmory.com. Get all information. You can make an appointment like you're getting your hair did. You can actually make an appointment and go in and get their undivided attention on what your subject is. Thank you to Razorback Armory also for supporting our poker bash.
Absolutely. Going to be a great time out there. Still hoping I can make it, Bo. I'm still working on that. Got to get a kitchen pass.
That's a big job.
It's the weekend of my anniversary. Do you understand that? My wedding anniversary is that weekend. Bo wants me to be gone all day Sunday to be playing poker, and it's for a great cause.
It is. It is.
But you know how that goes. Good. Hey, you know what? This week we talked about the Second Amendment on 2A Tuesday on my show, and the issue was whether or not we could conceal carry in more places. And that's kind of been the goal for a number of years for a lot of the legislators. And we've got State Representative Nick Schroer on the phone with us right now from St. Charles County. He was my guest on Tuesday talking about his legislation, because the Post is really concerned about people, Second Amendment lovers like Nick Schroer. Nick, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm honored to be on with both of two of my favorite people in 97.1.
Aw. Hey, feels like you got a W this week, doesn't it?
Hey, a lot of W's, a lot of W's. We got a couple of our bills are getting sent over. Second Amendment bills of mine are being sent over to the Senate. We are just hoping and praying that the Senate will grow up, stop their fighting. Leadership will be able to bring these bills that many Missourians want, get them up for debate, and send them to the governor's desk.
Sounds like we need some new leadership over there. Maybe Senator Nick Schroer. What do you think about that?
Well, that's exactly why I'm running to replace Senator Dr. Bob Onder, who's termed out this year. And, you know, the many different leadership roles that I played in my career, whether it's, you know, in college football, high school wrestling, and the Federalist Society and law school Republicans, it is definitely time that we have better leadership, people that can actually defuse the situation and get the job done, get the task done for the Missouri people.
Amen. Well, for the longest time, I love the fact that Missouri got concealed carry. I went out and took my training immediately, even though it was tied up in court for a while way back when. Finally got my concealed carry license the minute I could. It has stuck in my craw that I come to certain places where I want to go, where I think if I'm going to feel a need to protect myself, this is probably it. Public transportation might be one of them, the rare times that I take it. And I'm not allowed to carry my concealed carry license because, of course, criminals pay attention to the law, apparently. I didn't know that.
Oh, you can carry the license. You just can't carry your firearm.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So Nick has been working on a way to fix that. Tell us about your bill that got approved this week.
So I've been working with a good friend of mine in the St. Charles County area, Representative Adam Schnelting. Senator Bob Onder also has this legislation to allow for concealed carry weapons to be used on public transit. And we amended that bill to include a bill of mine that would allow concealed carrying in church. Now, previously, it is the law today that you have to have a pastor or the landowner's explicit permission to bring your guns in. You know, God forbid somebody had brought a gun in their purse or something like that under the current law, because it is criminal. And, you know, if I just bring a gun into a Schnucks and somebody says, no, this is a gun-free zone, I get sent away. And if I don't leave, that's just mere trespassing. So these bills would basically allow law-abiding citizens to partake in their very sacred right. That's the right, their God-given right for self-defense. And it was very interesting that the opposition that came out, these woke, they call themselves religious leaders, opposed the bill to allow law-abiding citizens to carry their guns and protect themselves and their families. But in the same breath, they were talking about how many threats their churches or religious institutions have had, death threats, buildings being shot up. One pastor even went so far to say, yeah, I don't trust my congregation to have guns on them, but I have to carry an AK-47 behind the pulpit. That's just, you know, it rules for me, but not for thee. So it's something that we're trying to crack down on and honor people's Second Amendment rights, law-abiding citizens. These laws that are in place, the criminals do not abide by it. We've seen in states like North Carolina, Texas, and some other terrible, terrible instances where these criminals go into gun-free zones, whether it's a movie theater in Colorado, churches in Texas, and it's always the good guy with the gun standing up, protecting his flock, and that's what we're trying to do here in the state of Missouri.
It's good. I'm glad to hear it. So it would. How about MetroLink? Like, that's the first thing that pops into my mind.
Before we jump to the public transportation, I do want to stick on churches, if you don't mind, Mark.
No, go ahead.
Because I understand that a lot of religious leaders or pastors or ministers, they have their own armed security. It almost sounds like a Cori Bush kind of thing, you know, it is. And I heard you on your show this week bring up the actual Texas church, where there was a former FBI agent, I think he was, in that church. Somebody comes in with a shotgun. He did kill people, but he was also killed himself because somebody was ready. Somebody, you know, had the training. And again, if the guns are there, for a bad reason, you've got to have people that are good intent to be there to protect. Otherwise, it's going to be a massacre everywhere you turn.
It's a great point. And Nick, part of what you heard from these leftists and these woke people is, and the Post-Dispatch had an editorial about it, was we don't want to be in church surrounded by armed people. Well, guess what? If I've got my concealed carry weapon on me, you don't know it anyway.
Exactly.
But if the crap hits the fan, you're going to be glad that I do.
Well, that's why some of these religious leaders in my area, in St. Charles County, have come out and said, look, the law requires us to be the arbiter, that we're supposed to dictate who can and who can't carry. We don't want that. And by the way, we know that half of our people are already carrying. We don't want them to be criminalized something does happen.
Right.
So to me, it's common sense. We've seen in other areas where these gun-free zones are being targeted. We've seen where institutions, whether it's a religious institution, a business that allows guns in their place of business, they are the ultimate deterrent effect to a weak, spineless criminal who just wants to prey on those that are vulnerable.
There's a lot of cash rolling through these churches, and that's why a lot of these church leaders have their armed security, hired guns, if you will, to protect them. And the cameras, they're like camered up like casinos anymore.
Well, they
anyway, on to your public transportation subject, because I think this is fascinating.
Well, it is. I mean, they still haven't figured out this problem with public transportation in St. Louis. They've tried to address it, but anybody can walk onto any of the trains. There's rarely an officer on every train. Many of the people that they do have on there are unarmed because they're not allowed to carry weapons. And Metro seems that, although they've given it some attention verbally, I don't know how big of a difference that they've made. And I've often thought, if I'm going to take it, I'm providing my own security. And your bill would allow that, correct?
Absolutely. And that's the bill that got sent over to the Senate with many other good Second Amendment pieces. But, you know, we look to, I think it was last year, 2021, when we saw a security guard at the MetroLink, the same exact MetroLink that when I grew up in Ferguson, Missouri, that's the one I would take to different venues at the Savas Center or Enterprise Center to go see the Cardinals games. And there was a security guard not allowed to carry a firearm, was targeted by criminals and killed. And this is a father, a husband, incredible citizen that, you know, if he would have had that Second Amendment ability to protect himself and his family and combat these criminals that have no regard for the law whatsoever, he would still be here today.
Or to have another citizen on there to assist if they are armed. When you say public transportation, it narrows it down a lot. Does that mean buses? Does that mean the trolley in the loop?
Yes,
is there a trolley in the loop?
Well, it's there. I don't know if it's running.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't think that trolley is going to be there by the time this bill gets to the governor.
No, don't say that.
Absolutely.
But we're not talking about planes. We're not talking about Amtrak. That's not on your list, correct?
No, just buses, Metrolink, and other forms of public transportation, but not planes.
Yeah, good. Did I also see in there, Nick, where there's a it would lower the concealed carry age to 18?
Yes, in many instances, you look at other states that we have reciprocity with, and these other states are allowing 18-year-olds who are able to be shipped off to war. You know, look no further than Mark Schmitz, his son Jared Schmitz, the Marine from Wentzville that ultimately lost his life untimely, and he would have turned 21 just a couple weeks ago. But other states are allowing 18-year-olds the ability to legally carry, legally conceal. So it makes no sense to allow, let's say, a citizen from Florida who comes in who's 18. We allow out-of-state residents to conceal carry at a certain age, but not our citizens here in the state of Missouri.
Well, in this fight, as this bill is being sent to the Senate, is there anything that people that support the Second Amendment and listen to this show, is there anything that we can physically do, write a letter, write an email, call anybody? What can we do to help this cause?
Well, I think the biggest thing is use your voice, whether that's emailing the senators that are in charge of bringing this bill up, and that's Senator Schatz and Senator Rowden. Those are the leaders in the Senate. Or you can say the shotgun method, so to speak, on this topic. It's perfect analogy. But, yeah, put as many bullets out there. Contact senators. Let them know how important this is. Use social media, tag the senators, and just keep pushing, write letters, and make your voice ultimately be heard, and that ultimately get this to the governor's desk.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that, because we know what's going on the Senate side. You guys don't have any control of it. Nick, I saw where this bill passed 101-40. Doing the math here, does that mean some Republicans voted against it?
I believe some did. I don't exactly know why. I know there are certain ones running for county executive in St. Louis County that have been voting against some common sense Second Amendment measures. But yeah, we also gained some Democrat support. So this is a true bipartisan bill, even though not every Republican supports it for whatever reason. We did end up getting some Democrats that know the importance of the Second Amendment, especially in these high crime areas like St. Louis and Kansas City.
So just to be clear here, do you know whether or not Shamet Dogan voted against it?
I believe he voted against it. I will retract my words if he voted for, but I'm fairly positive that this against that, as well as some other measures in regard to voting ID that were passed by the body.
Yeah, that's good. Well, listen, Nick, I hope this gets through the Senate. There's a lot going on over there. I don't know if we've got you in a time crunch here or not, but we don't even have redistricting dealt with yet. And they've kind of set that aside briefly to concentrate on some other things. You got spring break coming up. Are you worried that we're going to get a bottleneck here at the end of the session again because we've got this redistricting hanging over everybody's head?
100%. 100%. And I think, you know, now you factor in the lawsuit that Paul Berry, who's running for Congress, or has indicated he wants to run for Congress, Paul Berry has filed a lawsuit because these maps, we don't know if we're going to base it off of the current boundaries, if we're going to allow the courts to give us a deadline. So you factor that in the infighting, like I stated before, true leaders would be able to defuse the situation and get all of the team players in a room, knock heads together like I've done many times before, and say, look, we're fighting for the people of Missouri. We're not fighting for the Republican Party. We're not fighting for the establishment lobbyists. We are fighting for the people of Missouri. Let's get out there. Let's continue to push this work like the Second Amendment bills. like redistricting, sending as many conservatives to D.C. to take that gavel away from Nancy Pelosi. But I do fear that after spring break, we are going to have a very volatile situation in the Senate because of all of these very important things that need to get done in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Keeping up the fight. Hey, real quick, when we instruct listeners that want to support this bill, I want them to be able to reference the bill. What is the number? What is the name of it? How can we make sure the message is correct?
So I'm not sure which one they will bring up in the Senate, but the two main carriers of bills are Adam Schnelting, St. Charles County legislator, mm-hmm. and Senator Bob Anders. So either of their bills dealing with concealed carrying on public transit. Myself and Ben Baker have some other standalone bills dealing with the concealed carries in churches. That could come up right after spring break, and we'll load it up, too, with all of the same bills that got on. But the two that are in the Senate's possession right now are Senator Onder and Senator Schnelting's bills dealing with Second Amendment.
I love it. Okay. Who I consider, and I think it's ironic, the Chuck Norris of our state government. This is Nick Schroer, and I mention that because at the time of the taping, it was Chuck Norris's birthday.
Oh, nice. Have you ever done a roundhouse kick, Nick Schroer? That's what we're going to know.
I have, yes.
Nice.
And are you like Chuck Norris? You don't do push-ups. You actually push the earth down?
I didn't want to say that and divulge too much information.
Okay, well, yes, I'll brag for you. And the beard. How about the beard? My goodness.
I love it. Hey, Nick, thanks. Keep up the good
like
fight,
Ryan
my friend.
He looks like Ryan O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
With more teeth.
One more teeth.
More teeth and a hell of a lot less money.
Yeah, there you go. Nick, listen, we appreciate the hard work on the part of the Second Amendment down there. Keep up the fight, my friend.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me. And I'll be in touch. Hopefully this bill will get to the governor's desk in the next couple weeks.
Excellent.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. State Representative Nick Schroer, also a candidate for Senate out there in the St. Charles County.
The Chuck Norris of our state government.
Nice.
You like that?
Pushes the earth down. I do like that. I like that a lot. That's good. That's good news. Be sure you call your senator, whoever that happens to be. Tell him to get this bill done. We need this done to shut up some of these whiners who... support criminals, apparently. They don't support law-abiding citizens, that's for sure.
All right. Great week. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thanks for listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.